PUSLINCH. Candidates took time to share their vision for PUSLINCH 4 years from now at an election forum Thursday night. Roughly 70 people attended the event at the PUSLINCH Community Center. Candidates, along with two acclaimed candidates, all had opportunities to speak. The six candidates for the four councillor spots include John Sepulis, Stephanie McCrone, Russell Hurst, Sarah Bailey, Jessica Goida, and Robert Casalotto. One issue the councillors present talked about was what they'd like to see accomplished or different in PUSLINCH 4 years from now. Goida spoke first and emphasized the social aspect of the community. "I think that in 4 years' time we will have a community that continues to have good volunteerism, has good community spirit, has good sense of belonging. In terms of what it looks like, I think we will have some really great recreational facilities in place, with some really great programs going for all ages," Goida said. Casalotto spoke second on the matter with strong concern for managing the budget and effectively using taxes. "I'd love to say in 4 years from now we'd have neutral budget from a PUSLINCH township perspective. Zero increase, that's what I'd like to say. I can't deal too much from a county perspective, that portion of the taxes. I'd like to pull apart the budget. I'd like to do a zero cost balancing on the budget and look at it from that perspective. And from there, if there are savings that we look at where those savings can go," Casalotto said. Bailey spoke with a desire to see people get the mental health treatment and support that they need. "One other thing that I've noticed while being on the Safe Communities Committee is recognizing that there is a big gap in mental health services within PUSLINCH and what's available within the county, or within Guelph. So a goal of mine is to try to be able to bridge that gap and let everyone know that the different services and be able to bring some of that down towards us in PUSLINCH," Bailey said. Hurst went over four different issues where he'd like to see improvement. Less gravel roads, first. Second one, safer roads. "I love to see those speeding signs, vibrant youth programs, whether that's sports or otherwise. I think the success of a rural community, like the one we all live in, is really strong youth and sports programs. So I think that's really important." Hurst placed value on getting the PUSLINCH budget into a similar state as other comparable municipalities. "Budget, I'm less focused on a zero budget. And I think it's an equitable budget compared to other municipalities that are in the same circumstance as this one," Hurst said. McCrone spoke on the issue last. Like Hurst, there were a variety of areas where McCrone was optimistic that the community could improve on. "I'm with Russell, less gravel roads. I'd like to see a community that is more engaged. I know right now they have Engage PUSLINCH on the township website. I don't know how that's working. But there is a demographic in the township that doesn't go to the website, doesn't know how to navigate around it. So we need to find other ways to reach out to the community. I would like to see, I'm not an IT person, our internet service, something done. Like I'm at home and all of a sudden it's gone. I can't do anything. So whatever that takes to do. And again, the speed on the roads, something needs to be done. And I can see that happening in 4 years," McCrone said. Sepulis could not attend as he had COVID. Don Crow read out some comments made for the debate by Sepulis. "Accordingly, for the position of councillor, I believe that I have the necessary experience in technical, fiscal, legal, and planning matters, and most importantly communicating with the public. I have been one of your councillors for the past 6 years, the chair of the Planning and Development Advisory Committee, and a member of the Lake Erie Source Water Protection Committee. My overarching goal is to keep PUSLINCH sustainable by proactively working to keep our taxes low, looking for ways to increase revenues, and addressing the economic, social, and environment issues," Crow said. Mayor James Seeley and Lone County Council candidate Matthew Bulmer were also on hand. The voting day is October 24. Jesse Galt is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.